In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's a wild scene. Mob violence, first century vigilante justice. The angry crowd surges and surrounds the man, and through the sheer force of the mass, they push the man outside and up the hill to the edge of the cliff. They want to push the man off the cliff so his body will be crushed on the rocks beneath. Mob thinking has taken over. This man must die. And what did he do? Did he murder someone? Did he hurt a child? Did he steal from a widow? What has this man done that has made the crowd so furious that they want to kill him? Well, he didn't do anything. That's really the problem. He didn't do anything. He simply told them the truth. And what did this man say that made them so angry they're going to throw him off a cliff? Well, it turns out he is not who they want him to be, and he won't do what they want him to do. This man, Jesus, has come home. He's come to his hometown of Nazareth, and he goes to the synagogue on Saturday. And he reads to the people from the prophet Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Jesus then sits down and tells the people that today, this prophecy is fulfilled in their ears. Jesus announces to the people that he is the one. The Spirit of Yahweh is upon him, as was clearly shown at his baptism in the Jordan when the Spirit descended on him like a dove. Jesus tells the hometown crowd that he is the one anointed to proclaim good news and liberty, to bring sight to the blind and freedom to the captive. Jesus is the Christ of God. He is the Messiah. He is the chosen one. He announces this to the hometown crowd. Small town boy made good. Jesus of Nazareth is the Christ. He has come to bring the good news of forgiveness of sins. He has come to bring people out of spiritual darkness. He has come to free people from spiritual bondage. What an amazing announcement. The people marvel at his words of grace, but the marveling soon turns to rebellion. "Hey, don't we know this guy? Isn't this Joseph's son? We've known him since he was a child. Who does he think he is? And what's all this talk about being poor and captive and blind and oppressed? Hey, hold on a minute. He's talking about us. He's saying that we aren't good enough. He's saying we are sinners." And Jesus knows that the people know that Jesus has done signs and wonders in other places, and they want him to do the same here. Jesus knows that they expect a miracle show. But since they're going to reject Jesus, he is not going to do miracles for them. And hearing that Jesus will not do what they want him to do, the crowd goes wild, and not in a good way. They want to kill him, and the mob surrounds him in the synagogue, the Jewish house of worship. Jesus tells them that he's the fulfillment of the words of the prophet Isaiah, but that's not enough. They want him to do miracles, and since he won't do it because they are going to reject him, they do indeed reject him and drive him to the edge of the cliff in order to kill him. And then, ironically, Jesus does perform a miracle as he moves through the angry crowd and goes away, for it is not yet time for him to die. The people want to kill Jesus because he is not the Messiah that they're looking for. The people of Nazareth don't want a Messiah that's going to call them sinners living in spiritual darkness. They don't want a Messiah who will save them from their sins. Instead, they want a Messiah to be a powerful force and do great signs and wonders and drive out the Romans and bring people prosperity and glory, health and wealth. This Jesus fellow claims to be the Messiah, but this is not the Messiah that they're looking for. And they react with violence. Not much has changed today. Jesus can bring intense reactions from people and demands for a sign. Once I was talking to a friend about Jesus. He was an unbelieving friend, and he demanded proof. He said, if Jesus is really God, have him show up behind the Dairy Queen at 7 o'clock, and we can duke it out. People want Jesus to give them a sign. If Jesus is real, then he will do exactly what I tell him to do, exactly when I tell him to do it. If Jesus is really God, then he will heal my every sickness. He will get me the new job. He'll get me the bigger house. If Jesus is really God, we can hear echoes of the devil tempting Jesus in the wilderness. If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. Folks look at Jesus and think, this is not the Messiah that I'm looking for. Jesus may not be the Messiah that you're looking for, but he is the Messiah that you need. Jesus comes to tell you that you are a sinner who needs a Savior. You are by yourself, poor, oppressed, and blind. He comes to bring you sight in your spiritual blindness. You need Jesus as the Messiah. Jesus comes to you in his words of forgiveness come into your ears, working the truth that they proclaim. Your sins are forgiven. Jesus comes to you in the words of Scripture read and sung in worship, proclaiming that he is the Son of God, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus comes to you in his body and blood and Holy Communion to bring you forgiveness, life, and salvation. Jesus comes to you here in this place to proclaim to you good news and liberty. There is a great temptation to believe that Jesus is not the Messiah because he is not the Messiah you are looking for. There's a great temptation to believe that you need a Messiah to do your bidding, a Messiah to do what you want him to do, a Messiah to tell you that you're good enough on your own, a Messiah who will bless your sin, a Messiah who will bring you happiness and prosperity, a Messiah who will make you healthy, wealthy, and wise. This is the Jesus that people are looking for. But Jesus of Nazareth is not that Messiah. He is the Messiah of truth. The truth about you and the truth about him. You are a sinner and Jesus came for sinners. But this truth is too much truth for so many. And so even today, there are many that reject Jesus and want to destroy him along with any of his followers. There is blatant violence against followers of Jesus around the world. In North Korea, if you are caught with just one Bible verse, you face years of imprisonment in a concentration camp or even execution. The Taliban in Afghanistan have lists of Christians, and those on the lists are being killed or disappearing. There are Christians around the world who face violence and death because of Jesus. 1 in 7 Christians in the world face violent persecution for their faith. In Western nations, it's not so much violence, but there's a tremendous push to silence the truth about Jesus. People reject that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. The elites of society push an ever new radical sexual agenda, and any opposition must be silenced. They want to silence Jesus when he says, therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Jesus is offensive. The cross of Jesus is offensive. So many in our nation are offended by the cross. They seek to have the cross of Christ removed from any public land or public places. It's fascinating how much power the cross has to offend people who believe the cross is meaningless. Jesus provokes people. He provokes people to love and to hate. I worry that the opponents of Jesus hate him more than we as his followers love him. Jesus' enemies can be quite motivated in their opposition, while those in the church can be complacent. Jesus himself was in the practice of weekly worship at the synagogue, while today many find a couple hours a week to be far too great a commitment. Thank God Jesus doesn't play to the crowd. He isn't swayed by current trends or public opinion. Jesus remains the Messiah that we need. He is the one who comes to tell us that we're sinners, and he is the one to give us the solution to our sin in his own suffering and death. He is the unexpected Messiah who is glorified in his shame. He is exalted in his death when the crowd goes wild and shouts for his blood and drives Jesus up the hill to crucify him. He takes from you your sin and gives you his holy perfection. Jesus may not be the Messiah that you're looking for, but he is the Messiah that you need. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord returns in glory. Amen. We rise and confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.